When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
What's going on, everybody? Justin Morgenstein back with you on another edition of Phillies Today, coming to you in early January, where, yes, the Eagles are getting set to go on another Super Bowl run here, starting with the San Francisco 49ers this weekend, and obviously we will be locked in on that and very excited to watch Nick Sirianni, Jalen Hurts, and the rest of the Eagles go on another run potentially here. But we've got some very important news to go over here on Phillies Today, as the Bo Bichette rumors are beginning to heat up, so going to speak a lot on Bo Bichette today. Very exciting stuff. It feels like something that could actually get this fan base pretty fired up going into next season. So haven't stopped thinking about it since, you know, the reports have come out regarding Bo Bichette, and he's set to meet with the Phillies in the coming days, which, again, is very exciting and could potentially be something where the Phillies manage to get the fan base back on board going into next season. So going to talk about that a ton in the podcast. Some other boring stuff like arbitration, which, you know, we will get to, but, you know, just go over and then get to the more exciting stuff like Bo Bichette and also like Don Mattingly. Obviously, a big part of the potential Bo Bichette sweepstakes here with the relationship that he created with Bo in Toronto. So going to talk about Donnie Baseball and, you know, his impact on this potentially as well. And just some other free agent news across Major League Baseball in addition to that. So very excited to record today because I got a lot of Bo Bichette thoughts. And the first thing I want to talk about is, first, we'll go over just sort of the reporting that has come out on Bo Bichette. And this came out Thursday afternoon. First, John Heyman basically, I guess, was ranking the suitors of Bo Bichette and where he is most likely to end up going here in the coming day, or I guess in the coming weeks, in free agency here before spring training begins in February. And he had the Phillies at number one, which I thought was a little shocking. And I mean, it's tough because Bo Bichette, you don't know what other teams would really be in the market. Like, he's been loosely linked to the Yankees. He's been loosely linked to the Dodgers, but there hasn't been anything of real substance there. It feels like the Blue Jays are probably going after Kyle Tucker in free agency here, and that Bo is probably not part of their plans considering they just signed another infielder as well. He had the Phillies at number one on the list. And the quote from John Heyman in this article was, "Bichette has a great relationship from Toronto with new bench coach John Mattingly," which I just mentioned. We'll get to Donnie Baseball a little more later in the podcast as well. "The super-focused win-first Phillies would need to move third baseman Alec Bohm, then use Bichette either at third base or second base, parentheses, and move Bryson Stott to third base," which, again, we will talk about the whole positional fit as well. "Phillies players were texting Bichette about the possibility last weekend when Bichette was celebrating his wedding," end quote. I mean, that's exciting stuff. And I wonder who was kind of sending those texts. You got the feeling where it feels like a Schwarber thing to do. Bryce, of course. I'll tell you what, it definitely wasn't Alec Bohm. It definitely wasn't Bryson Stott. Maybe Zach Wheeler got in there because he was recruiting Ime when he went to Japan. Obviously, that didn't end up happening, but I could see Zach Wheeler being a part of that as well. But the fact that, you know, the players want him here and it feels like this is real is really, really exciting. And then Matt Gelb, I guess in his article that he wrote later on in the day, basically said that this isn't just a tactic or a move to get JT to want to come down to 2 years. Like, they are really genuinely interested in Bo Bichette becoming a Philly, which is very, very exciting. Because over the past few days, and frankly, before a lot of this reporting came out, what I was going to talk about on the podcast today was the fact that they need to find a way to reshape this core and get not only the fans, but the team excited for next year. Because if you bring back basically the majority of the same team and you get rid of Castellanos, you get rid of Kepler, you bring in Adolis Garcia, you bring in Justin Crawford, like, what is that really doing for anybody? And look, that's still a 90-plus win team probably. It's a team that should win the NL East, assuming, you know, again, Mets probably will do something as the offseason will go along here, but the Mets have done nothing, and right now the Phillies are probably the consensus favorite in the National League East. And look, I understand Dave Dombrowski and his hesitance to not want to break up a team that is probably, you know, the favorite in the division right now and is going to win 90-plus games again. Like, I understand all that, but you have a chance right now, an opportunity to take this team, reshape the core, and make them even better, and allow, like, fans and the team itself to get excited going into next year. I mean, if you bring back that same core, like, what is that really doing for you? And it just feels like there would be no juice going into spring training, going into opening day, if JT re-signs and you have Adolis Garcia and Justin Crawford and Brandon Marsh as your outfield. I just don't see that team getting to where the teams of the past few years haven't been able to reach. So I didn't really feel too optimistic about that before this Bichette news came out. And now that, you know, Bo Bichette is really linked to the Phillies here, it feels like a move that you have to get done. It not only excites this fan base, it gets, you know, all the fans off of your back, considering the fact that, you know, I understand they made the move for Duran last year, but you haven't really made a big splash move since Trey Turner. And that was, you know, pretty predictable among everyone around baseball. Like, the Phillies were heavily linked to Trey Turner throughout the season. He had the relationship with Bryce, had the relationship with Kevin Long. So that was a splash move, but that was an expected move. This is a move that going into the offseason, nobody really thought of Bo Bichette being a Philly. And this is something that can reinvigorate the team, reinvigorate the fan base, and then you can go into next year feeling really good about your chances. Like, are they going to be as good as the Dodgers because they make this move? No, but I think it gets you a hell of a lot closer. And being able to have a top four of Turner, Bichette, Harper, and Schwarber potentially is something you can feel really good about going into next year. And we'll get to Alec Bohm. We'll get to JT in a second here. But I'm like all in on the whole Bo Bichette thing right now because I understand positionally you might have to move some things around. I think it would probably end up being Bryson Stott is your third baseman, which he did early on in his career in 2022. And I just think that that's probably a more important position than second base. I understand that he is an elite second baseman, but I would feel pretty confident about Bryson Stott being able to make the move to third base. And Bo Bichette, who is definitely a much lesser defender than Bryson Stott is, putting him at second base, I think you could feel much more confident about that rather than having him play third. So Stott at third, Bichette at second would probably be my guess and how that would shake out. But I think that if you're able to replace Bohm with Bo Bichette in that lineup, it just makes it so much easier for a lot of guys. Bryce especially, who's going to have some real protection if you put Schwarber behind him, if you put Bichette behind him, whoever you want to put there. I think it would make Bryce's life a lot easier, and I just think that you have a lot of juice going into next year and are able to create some excitement for the fan base and for the team itself. Now, JT, I am beginning to dread the notification that'll come up on my phone from Jeff Passan, John Heyman, Bob Nightingale, or whoever's going to tweet it out first about JT coming back to the Phillies. Like, I am finally at the point where JT is a Wall of Famer. He has done a lot of good for this franchise. Probably one of the best catchers, if not the best catcher, in Phillies history. I'm ready for it to be over. And that's not a slight on JT. I just think that for what that contract is going to get you, for what $15 million is going to get you next year, if it gives you the possibility of landing a player like Bo Bichette, who we didn't even talk about, is going to be 28 on opening day. He's not old. Like, he is in the prime of his career right now. For you to have a possibility of landing that, and it only costing you JT's $15 million, Alec Bohm's $10 million, and maybe finding a way off to get a few million dollars elsewhere, whether it's getting $5 million for Castellanos somewhere or, you know, getting off a Taiwan Walker maybe for a portion of money as well. I think if that's the path you take, it's just going to lead to a team that you can feel much better about going into next year. And I don't even think it's just the fun approach. Like, I think that's the smart, makes you better baseball approach here. And again, JT does a lot for the pitching staff, and I think that JT is a good player and might get Hall of Fame votes one day. I just think that if you want this team to be in the best position moving forward, this is a move that you have to make, and it's something that you have to get out of your comfort zone with. And I mentioned it earlier, but sure, you're probably going to win 90-plus games with JT Realmuto and Alec Bohm back next year, but you got to take a risk sometimes. You got to, not to quote Gabe Kapler, but be bold and be able to decide, like, we want to not just be a great team that wins the division. We want to be a team that takes risk and is able to potentially reach their highest possible ceiling and get to the World Series and, you know, win one here. I just think that Bo Bichette can do those things for you. And I just really don't want to see the notification that JT's back for 2-3 years, whatever it's going to end up costing, and we're looking at pretty much the same team that we saw last year. And not that I think that's a bad team, but I just think that in order for you to have the best chance of getting the World Series, this is what you got to do. And with Alec Bohm, we'll get to the arbitration numbers in a minute. He agreed to just over $10 million, which was pretty much expected heading into next year. That was his estimated arbitration number. Like, you have to get off of Alec Bohm in order to make this happen. And I just really hope that I'm not looking up at the scoreboard on opening day, because of course I'll be at the game like I always am, and I don't see Alec Bohm in the cleanup spot playing third base. I'm at the point where I think the team needs to move on from him. I think from not only just a lineup fit standpoint, but just an attitude standpoint and them needing to move on from somebody who hasn't gotten the job done for them in the postseason time and time again. Like, he's a nice player. He's probably not going to reach, or definitely isn't going to reach, the ceiling that a lot of people thought of him when he was taken third overall.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
And just moving on from him, being able to have an infield of Bo Bichette, Trey Turner, Bryson Stott, and Bryce Harper, like, that can get you over the top. And I understand the outfield isn't a strength here, but if that's your infield and you're able to have a top four as I mentioned, with four guys who the bats you feel really good about, like that's something that can compete with the Dodgers and with the other great teams in the National League. So I'm all in on it. I'm really excited about the Bo Bichette thing. Like, I've watched the Game 7 of the World Series home run of Bo Bichette at least 100 times over the past 2 days, and I've just got myself all in on it. For a guy who was not linked to the Phillies when the offseason started to now being somebody that's being linked to the Phillies, like, I just need him. I need Bo Bichette. Need him to be a Philly next offseason or next season and beyond. And look, it's going to cost you. Like, he is going to be a, you know, $28 to $30 million a year player. Like, I don't think he's getting 10 years, but I think 7-10 is a very realistic possibility of what he gets. And look, that's a lot. Like, there are reasons to be nervous about a long-term Bo Bichette contract. Like, he has his flaws. He is somebody where he doesn't strike out a ton, but he does chase a little bit. But again, he makes contact with the baseball, and that's where he gets some of those hits from. He's led the American League in hits twice, and he's not a great defender. So that's something that you're going to have to take into account as well. But I think that putting him at second, he'll be fine there. And I think Bryson Stott would make the adjustment to third base pretty easily. And he's somebody who's been a good defender pretty much anywhere he's played throughout his baseball career, which I guess makes him a valuable player. So I think that he's going to probably make the move to third base if they end up getting Bo. But man, it's just, it's an opportunity for you to get better. There is a clear path to be able to do this with clearing money on Boehm, with clearing money on JT not signing, and then potentially doing something with Nick and Taijuan Walker where you just try to get as much money as you possibly can. So that's the path, and I think there's a real, real shot they can do this, especially given the fact that it feels like not a ton of teams are on Bo Bichette right now. And who knows? Mystery teams could pop up. Like, I did not think that Ime was going to sign with the Astros. That ended up happening. So things, you know, can shake up quickly, but there's a lot of smoke on Bo Bichette to the Phillies right now, and they will be meeting in the next couple of days. That has been confirmed, and man, this would get this fan base really fired up, and I think it would get the team fired up as well. So very, very excited on the Bo Bichette front here. Certainly will be one that we monitor throughout the offseason. So a big reason why he is linked to the Phillies, as I mentioned a little earlier, is that Don Mattingly is now the bench coach of the Phillies, which I think is pretty cool. And look, I wasn't old enough to be able to watch Don Mattingly in his playing days, but from what it seems, like, he was one of the prime, you know, athletes in New York of the 1980s when he was with the Yankees there, and obviously had a ton of postseason success and has been somebody who has been a manager, has really seen it all, and, you know, is still looking for that first World Series. So, and obviously there's the Preston Mattingly connection with him being the GM. And something I didn't really think about, but that has been brought up in the past few days, is that, you know, are some of the players maybe going to feel uncomfortable with, you know, speaking their minds in the clubhouse and saying stuff in front of Don where he just, you know, runs off and tells Preston. And I think that in his press conference the other day, when Don Mattingly spoke to the media, he kind of shut that down and was like, look, I'm not going to go run to Preston every time somebody says something, like, so they don't have to worry about that. I'm a player. He's clearly a player's guy, where everyone who's ever really been under him seems to really like Don Mattingly, and just a ton of experience and somebody who can provide a lot for Rob Thompson in terms of, you know, that sort of leadership on the bench and being somebody that players can turn to. And I think that it's a great move for the Phillies. And I'll tell you what, if they land Bo Bichette because of him, it becomes a great move for the Phillies. So excited about Donnie Baseball. And I think that they also want somebody where, you know, if things were to spiral in a negative way throughout the season and Rob Thompson, you know, in a bad scenario, would be fired, somebody that could easily take over as an interim. And it didn't seem like he had any real interest in managing, like, long-term in the future. So I don't think it's a manager in waiting type of deal, but I do think that it is somebody who could take over pretty easily if a Rob Thompson firing were to ever occur, which again would be a disaster. And at that point there would be no pressure. So Donnie Baseball would take over. But yeah, so that officially ended up happening this week, and felt like it took a while to sort of, you know, happen here and fall into place. And I think some of that was due to the contract with the Blue Jays for Don Mattingly not being officially expired until the beginning of the new year. So I think that was part of it. But yeah, excited to have Don Mattingly here, and I feel like he will definitely provide a lot, Bo Bichette or not, for the clubhouse here, and definitely provides, you know, that experience and leadership. So that is it on the, you know, Bichette, Don Mattingly front. But a free agent rumor popped up earlier this week I want to talk about too that would just make me want to throw up. And I have talked about it on here because the thought of it disgusts me. And it was the fact that I think it was John Heyman, forgive me if I'm wrong, but one of the National Baseball Reporters said that the Mets are basically a lock to sign either Framber Valdez or Ranger Suarez this offseason. And that could just be, you know, rumors, and I don't know exactly what the intel is there. But if Ranger Suarez was a Met, I would just absolutely hate it. And it wouldn't be so much that I think, like, he would make them that much better from a standpoint of, like, I don't think Ranger is one of the elite pitchers in baseball. I think Ranger's a very good pitcher, and when he's healthy, he's a near-elite pitcher. But it doesn't feel like a David Stearns type of move to go get Ranger Suarez, just considering he, you know, obviously, velocity-wise, he's pretty limited, and he's been injured in the past, and I don't think he's somebody who's going to go super under market of what a lot of these pitchers are getting. And it feels like Framber is much more of a Met in terms of, you know, the stuff that he has and being able to, you know, really fit into that rotation well, because he's a front-of-the-line, you know, one or two guy. And Ranger would be thrust into that role, where I think Ranger as a three is much more of a, you know, reliable bet for you in terms of stacking your rotation up. So I think that Framber would probably be the more likely guy to go there, but I would just hate to, you know, for a guy like Ranger Suarez, who I've loved to watch pitch here and has been somebody who's had a really fun development through his time with the Phillies organization. And look, he was somebody who signed when he was like 16 years old or something like that. And for him to come up all the way through the Phillies organization and then potentially sign with the Mets, like, that would be brutal. And just hope that Ranger does not sign with the Mets, because Ranger, no matter where he goes, and obviously I think we're kind of assuming he's not going to be a Philly at this point, just let him sign like in the American League or something, or at least a National League team where I don't really have to worry about them and I can kind of root for Ranger Suarez. Feels like the Orioles are a type of team that he would go to, and I know they just traded for Shane Baz, and they gave Zach Eflin a little bit more money as well. So, but yeah, would hate to see Ranger Suarez with the Mets. So hoping that is not the case. And I'm still monitoring the Mets, man. Like, I don't really know what they're doing right now exactly, but it just feels like they're waiting and waiting and waiting. And all of a sudden, we're going to get to March here, and they're going to not have done much besides, you know, trade for Marcus Semien and get Jorge Polanco and a couple of moves like that. So very curious to see how the rest of the offseason goes for the Mets as well there. So that's all I've kind of got on the Ranger front. The only real team that he's been linked to now is the Mets. So we'll be monitoring that for sure. And the other guy that I'm still interested in is Harrison Bader and seeing how his market develops. Because, you know, Bader is still a guy, like, if they can't bring Bo Bichette, or if they do bring Bo Bichette in, like, obviously the Harrison Bader thing's off the table. And he's probably going to get a 2 to 3 year deal, and they're probably not going to be dishing out any more contracts after they would sign Bo Bichette, and clearly would not be bringing back JT either. But if the Bo Bichette thing doesn't happen, like, I would still be very, very in on bringing Bader back. I thought he gave them an element last year that they really missed over the last few years, just like a looseness in the clubhouse and a swagger. And it feels like a lot of the current Phillies are just like very, you know, they don't have huge personalities. Like, they're very calm in their demeanor and, you know, very not soft-spoken, but, you know, just they're, you know, get to, down to business type of guys. And I like that Bader kind of brought that flair to the team. And obviously he plays a really good center field as well and had one of his best offensive production years in his career last year. So if the Bichette thing doesn't happen, would still love to monitor Bader and see if they could potentially bring him back. But so once the Bichette thing sort of falls through or it ends up happening, then I think a Bader pivot is probably where they would end up going. So last thing I want to mention before I leave you today is Phillies did avoid arbitration with all seven guys. Definitely worth noting. Jesus Luzardo was the most expensive one of note. He got $11 million in arbitration, and, you know, hopefully that extension comes this year, because we'd love to see Jesus Luzardo long term in a Phillies uniform. It feels like he is in for a big year, and, you know, part of the great thing about trading for him is it makes the Ranger Suarez loss hurt a little bit less, especially if Andrew Painter can, you know, be the guy that everyone's hoping him to that he can be. But I also think that, you know, he is somebody who can sort of elevate, continue to elevate. And we saw it with his velocity last year. We saw it with, you know, is breaking stuff there too. But I think he's somebody that could very well be in the Cy Young race, similar to how Christopher Sanchez sort of elevated himself last year. And I think Caleb Cotham's really done wonders with him in basically less than a year of knowing him. So I think that Jesus Sardo extension this year would be great to see. Don't know if it'll happen because he probably wants to test free agency, but would definitely love to see Lizardo extension as well. But he agrees to $11 million in arbitration for next year. Stott, 5.9. Boehm, 10.2. That's a big number because that is the one that they are going to be looking to get off of there. You know, there was a thought about non-tendering him, but then you sort of risk the fact of not getting Bo Bichette and then not having a third baseman at all. So definitely get why they gave him the 10.2 there. Stott, 5.9. I already said that, sorry. Stott, 5.9. Marsh, 5.2. Duran, 7.5. Sosa, 4.4. And Banks, $1.2 million there. So those guys all under contract for next year. They're not going to have any arbitration disputes that go to court. So that is good to see there as well, that they don't have to worry about that. So a lot of exciting stuff, and arbitration wouldn't call one of them. But with the Bo Bichette thing, there is a lot of exciting stuff going on. And it's going to be one where, you know, over the next couple of weeks, this could happen. Very interested to see how this meeting goes and see, you know, what kind of player representation is there. Of course, it'll be Dave Dombrowski, Preston Mattingly in the front office. So, you know, this could happen. I just think it's something that, at the very least, we'll get people back on board with this team. And I think that it'll give them a jolt, and it'll give them somebody who has proven it before, has played in the postseason before, and could really improve this lineup just from a top of the order standpoint and just be somebody that you can rely on. And it brings a different element to this team, which I think is crucial going into next year, considering the way that they've been bounced the last few postseasons. So very excited about that. We will see how it all goes, and we'll be back to recap it here on Phillies Today, as always. So for Phillies 24/7, this has been Justin Morgenstein. Thank you, as always, for tuning in, and we'll talk next week. See ya.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? snag an electric fireplace, and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.